This piece airs on May 24th, the day of a global youth climate strike. Over 1,300 cities around the world participating, including Honolulu. UH Manoa geologist Chip Fletcher, a climate change expert, has been working in the Marshall Islands for the last decade. He's worked primarily on Kwajalein Atoll, a ring of reef islets around a large central lagoon. Several of those islets house U.S. military installations, and most local residents who service those installations live on Ibai.
Ibai has about 13,000 people on 1 square mile of a low sand and gravel island that has an average elevation less than 2 meters above sea level. This is probably one of the most vulnerable populations in the nation, if not the world.
On Ibai, there are only 4 to 6 blocks between the lagoon and the ocean. Fletcher was there as the country considers its two options against continual flooding and sea level rise: build walls or elevate the land. World Bank officials were there assessing public opinion on a planned wall 6 feet or more above street level.
And so you would be living in this town, and if you would look to the ocean, you'd see the back of a wall.
The wall will cut air circulation and destroy the view, but Fletcher says erosion has to be stopped and wave inundation must be mitigated, especially with the threat of hurricanes.
You know, I have to admit that maybe the wall is a trap. Thinking that building this wall is a solution, it's very simplistic thinking to a problem that is extremely complex. When you look at the socioeconomic, the social justice, the cultural, the health elements of all this.
In 1956, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission called the Marshall Islands by far the most contaminated place in the world. Overcrowded Ibai has been called the slum of the Pacific, and one major daily chore is finding clean water.
So is the solution instead maybe new building codes? And if you were to implement new building codes, it would be an opportunity to give these folks real houses and real infrastructure.
Fletcher is interested in leveraging climate mitigation to create better communities.
Takeaway for Hawaii is let's think very comprehensively about our adaptation steps in the very earliest stages. And I think the only way to do that is for everybody to be well informed.
Find links to basic reading from the Honolulu Climate Change Commission at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.